In this leader feeder, we're going to look at how you as a leader can become a better listener and why that's beneficial to your work group. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And one of the key leadership attributes that'll make you successful is your ability to listen to your group. Now, many of you will remember back to the 1989 movie, Weekend at Bernie's. The premise of the movie is that two guys want to throw an epic party at the beach house that's owned by their boss, Bernie. Unfortunately, Bernie dies early in the movie, but the guys still want to run their party, so they cover it up and they put sunglasses on Bernie, sit him on the sofa, and put a drink in his hand. Then the party goes on, but one of Bernie's friends keeps coming up to Bernie, trying to negotiate to purchase Bernie's Porsche. And the first time, the guy comes up and says, "Hey Bernie, I'll give you $20,000 for your Porsche." Of course, Bernie doesn't react. He can't. He's dead. Second time, the guy comes up during the party, goes, "All right Bernie, I'll give you $25,000 for your Porsche." Again, Bernie, no reaction, because he's dead. And finally, later in the party, Bernie's friend comes up and says, "All right Bernie, I'll give you $35,000 for your Porsche." Now, the two guys, not wanting to be discovered, basically grab the back of Bernie's head and nod. And the friend says, "Gee, Bernie, you sure are a tough negotiator." So, as a leader, what can you do to improve your listening skills? Well, first of all, think about some of the people that you consider to be the most effective communicators. Chances are that they're great listeners. Now, we've done other leader feeder episodes that have focused on listening. So in this episode, I want to cover off the reasons that listening more can pay off for you as a leader and some tips that will help you become better at it. When you listen better at a leader, a few things will happen. Your team will perceive you as involving them more, and they'll see you as removing frustrations, and they'll have a tendency to work through more of their problems on their own, allowing you to focus on more important issues and opportunities. Now, being a better listener takes hard work. I know when I watch my colleagues who I admire as being good listeners, I notice that they really work hard at their listening skills. And here's a few of the things I've noticed that they do. First, they ask questions. Because when you ask questions, especially good open-ended questions, it gets the other person to talk more and come up with solutions. So if you ask a question like, "Hey, how do you think we could solve that problem?" or "What do you think would work?" it forces your team to come up with solutions. Second thing I've noticed is that they avoid distractions. Leaders are busy and have a lot on their mind, but when you need to listen, focusing your attention on the person is absolutely crucial because they'll notice that you're distracted. And if you can't give them the time right now because you're busy, tell them so and then check in with them later on to finish the conversation. The third thing I've noticed is that great listeners summarize. They repeat back what the person said and check to see if they heard correctly. So when your team feels listened to, the morale and attitude will improve and it becomes easier to lead your group and to hit your numbers. Now remember that we're here to help you at every stage in your leadership journey. Whether it's through our public workshops or our on-site training that we deliver, you can visit us online for more information at uniquedevelopment.com. Or check out our YouTube channel by searching Frontline Leadership, or look for our Leader Feeder podcast on iTunes. And of course, you can connect with us on social media, on Twitter or LinkedIn, or especially on Facebook, you can find us by searching for Frontline Leader.